خودی شدید به این خودی.
At Sunshine Genetics in Whitewater, members of the Chinese delegation gathered around a microscope, taking turns peering at an embryo that could help increase milk production in Chinese dairies. Yao Hua Lu is a livestock specialist at the Shanghai Bright Holston Company. He manages 11,000 dairy cows on 20 farms near Shanghai. His company's already bought embryos and semen from Wisconsin, and he'd like to buy more.
We are lacking good cows, and so that we need to good genetics to not only to enlarge our herd but also improve our quality.
In an obvious effort to please his hosts, Liu says Wisconsin is the logical place to look for high quality dairy products.
I think we focus on where the best. I think Wisconsin is one of on the top list. Is that good answer?
Yeah. Good
answer. But like many other countries, the Chinese closed the door to U.S. livestock when a case of mad cow disease was found in Washington state. During the visit to Sunshine, Liu talked about the problem with Sunshine's veterinarian, Dan Hornickel.
Yeah, but I think this is the issues the two governments should discuss, sit down and discuss
right,
and solve.
Right, it just needs to be resolved.
Yeah.
Hornickel says there's no evidence mad cow disease can spread through cow embryos, and he's optimistic that, like Japan just did, China will lift its U.S. livestock ban. He says once it does, there's another new Chinese government policy that bodes well for Wisconsin dairy exports to China.
There has been a commitment on the part of the Chinese government that every school-aged child should be receiving at least a cup of milk per day, which they don't even approach that right now. So I would see them being certainly more of a user of dairy products than they would ever be an exporter.
But at least one Wisconsin dairy farmer thinks it may not be such a good idea to promote the growth of a Chinese dairy industry. Jim Goodman runs a small organic beef and dairy farm in Wanawak. He worries that eventually Chinese dairy products could undercut those of Wisconsin farmers.
You know, we've seen this before. You know, we export technology and equipment, and before long we're getting the products of that technology back here at our expense.
One of the sponsors of the Chinese trade delegation disagrees. Carla Lenk heads the Emerging Markets Program at UW-Whitewater.
In my opinion, it's going to be long after I'm not here any longer that there might be a competitive advantage that China would have.
Lenk says Wisconsin's growing agricultural trade with China is part of a historical trend that will benefit both countries.
As you look through history, every country is dependent upon help from someone else in order to grow, to feed their people, to get them up to what you would call a mid-income level. China is just on the cusp of trying to do that. So what we need to do is to try and help as much as possible and not do government to government, but people to people.
Last year, China imported $123 million worth of Wisconsin agricultural products. About $6.5 million of that was in dairy products. Wisconsin Department of Agriculture officials predict this Chinese delegation will lead to another $3 million worth of trade for Wisconsin farmers. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.